What's going on, everybody? If you like what we're throwing down here at Anime Cherry Bomb, I'd like to remind you to follow, like, comment on SoundCloud, sub, 5-star review us on iTunes, sub, like, comment on YouTube, and don't forget to follow that Instagram, Anime Cherry Bomb. See you in 2 seconds.
Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the guy with the Tanshiro secret, Jay, and with me is the guy with the goblin mask, Aaron. How you doing, Aaron?
A little stuffy, but I'm doing pretty good, Jay. How you doing?
Doing good. What anime did we watch this week, Aaron?
We watched the slaying classic, Demon Slayer.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Buffy the Vampire Slayer. That is a classic
in its own right. It is a way classic.
Mm-hmm. And do you have the synopsis ready?
Yes, I do. And this is brought to you by our friends at Wikipedia. In Taisho era Japan, Tanjiro Kameido is a kind-hearted, intelligent boy who lives with his family. And he has become his family's sole source of income after the passing of his father. Everything changes when his family is attacked and slaughtered by a demon. Tanjiro and his sister, Nezuko, are the sole survivors of the incident, with Nezuko being transformed into a demon, but still surprisingly showing signs of a human emotion and thought. After an encounter with Giyu Tomioka, the Demon Slayer, Tanjiro is recruited by Giyu to also become a Demon Slayer to help his sister turn to a human again and avenge the deaths of the rest of his family.
Yeah, that's pretty much like what happens in the first episode. Tanjiro's the oldest, right? Out of all the siblings?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe so.
And right under him is Nezuko.
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. Because I always get confused because sometimes he looks younger than Nezuko and sometimes he looks older. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's his little sister.
Yeah, it is his little sister.
Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah. All right, so you ready for some facts?
Go ahead, hit me with them.
All right, so Demon Slayer is an adventure shonen anime released in 2019. There are 26 episodes. This is based on the manga written by Koyoharu Gotouge, and he's written a few one-shots. One of them is called Kagari Gari, and he has like three other one-shots. And I think a lot of them has to do with like killing demons and stuff like that. This was directed by Haru Sotozaki, and he's directed the anime for Tales of Zestiria and Tales of Symphonia. Did not know that both of those had anime.
Animes, yeah, a lot of weird Tales.
A lot of RPGs get animes, too.
Yeah, it's weird.
The studio is Unfotable, and they've done, get this, Ninja Nonsense.
Yeah, I know. They have a weird catalog of stuff.
Fate Zero or Unlimited Blade Works or whatever it's called.
Yeah, Unlimited Blade Works and also Fate Stay Night.
Yeah, the regular Fate Stay Night.
Well, no, not original Fate, Studio Dean.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
No, they did, Heaven's Feel, which is the movies. Mm-hmm. And they also did Today's Menu and the Emiya Family, the cooking
spinoff. Oh, the one spin-off. The one we really want to do.
The one I really want to do.
This was licensed by Aniplex in North America. The music is done by two people, Yuki Kajura, and she's done Hack Sign, My Atome, and Sword Art Online.
It's pretty good ones.
Mm-hmm. And the other one is Go Shina, and he's done a lot of video games, Mr. Driller 1 and 2, some of the Tales games. And Code Vein is his most recent video game that he's working on, which is, I think, is on the Switch.
Yeah, it's on, I think it's on everything.
Is it on everything? It's on
everything, yeah.
Okay. I think it's like still not out, though, right?
No, it's out.
It's out?
Yeah.
The first opening is called Grange, and it's by Lisa.
I mean, the only opening?
Oh, yeah, no. Wait, yeah, it is the only opening. You're right.
Yeah.
there's two endings. That's what I was thinking of. But Lisa's done Angel Beats, My Hero, and Sword Art Online as well. The first ending song is called From the Edge, and it's by Fiction Junction. And they've done Gundam Seed and El Cazador de la Bruja.
Okay.
That's an anime, if you didn't know. And episode 19 has an ending song called Komaro Tanjiro no Uta. And that's by Goshino, the guy that did the music. And it was sung by Nami Nakagawa. And she's done, I think this is like an OVA.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Gyo Tokyo Fish Attack. I think it was an OVA. I'm not really...
Never heard of it, regardless.
Yeah. And as for cross media, there was a movie announced.
Yeah.
And there's a manga.
Really excited for that movie.
Yeah. I really want to see the Infinite Train.
Yeah, it's canon. It's just the
when arc. Are we going to get it?
Hopefully, a lot of people are worried because I guess it's like a really big arc, a really cool arc.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's like people are worried that they might just be super rushed. And it's supposed to be like a very important arc to the series.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm not really excited to see it because like that would kind of suck if
they did rush it
and it wasn't good
and it kind of, or I guess, glossed over something that's more important.
But as long as it's like, they seem to do arcs in like 4 or 5 episodes. So if it's like an 100-minute movie.
Uh-huh.
Like, you could capture 4 episodes in that time space without having to write week by week. And that's what I'm kind of hoping it is.
Yeah.
Like, it's a 3 to 4 episode arc that they could do in one movie, which would be pretty fun.
Yeah. That's totally doable if it's, like, a 3 or 4 thing. How many chapters did you say that arc is?
Mm-hmm. I have no idea how many this one is.
Okay.
But I think they covered 7 volumes of the manga.
I was talking about the movie. How long is that? The Infinite Train.
I'm not sure. I need to look that up.
Okay, whatever. It's not that important.
Yeah, it's not that important.
Okay, so what did you think of the openings and or the opening and the two endings?
So what I think the opening, the song, and it's fine.
I think visually it looks nice.
Yeah. It gives a really cool, because I think it's a really slow build, the anime. So it gives a really cool thing of, look at Tanjiro's going to do some really cool stuff.
Yeah.
Like you see him do like the tenth sword form in the opening. And it looks real cool. And then you see like everyone else do like really cool stuff. So it gives a little bit of like hype to what they're going to do next. One of my favorite things they do, I don't know if you noticed the opening changes.
Yeah, it does.
So
that's one thing that I wanted to bring up, but
yeah.
At the beginning, like you don't see all the Hashira swordsmen.
Exactly. And then as they introduce them, they get added to the opening.
Mm-hmm.
Really dope. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah. Is that how you say it? Hashira?
It's I think it is. That's how you say it. Hashira.
Okay. And what did you think of the ending song?
It's okay.
Yeah, I kind of...
I skipped it most times.
Yeah, just went straight to the Tanjiro secret.
I do really love the ending scene of Nezuko sleeping and then the guys all fighting in the back.
Oh, yeah.
And then they see her wake up and they all run towards her.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cute.
Yeah.
I'm kind of disappointed there was only one opening and one ending.
I know. I was kind of expecting multiple, at least two.
Yeah.
Two of each.
Most choired anime are. But we only got one.
And do you recall the ending of the 19th episode?
Yeah, it's like a bunch of pictures of the family.
Yeah, really nice ending.
Yeah, especially after the intense
battle
scene that just happened right before it.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really dope.
Well, and going into just music in general, what would you think of the BGM?
So this is a BGM that is really unique.
Mm-hmm.
It reminded me of, of course it reminded me of like Inuyasha, because Inuyasha takes place around the same
era.
Mm-hmm. But I think it's like the feudal era. I don't know if the feudal era and the Taisho era are the same era, but
or if they're even close to each other.
Exactly. But they totally remind me of the same kind of music, like the twangy like shimisen.
Yeah,
and I don't know if it's a shimisen, the That was played. Is it Shimmerson that's the one that's played the glass pick as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shimmerson's played with that big old pick thing.
Big old pick, yeah.
There's another instrument that's very similar that they that one of the demons plays at the end. I think they said it was like bassa or so, a bassa instrument.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about too.
Yeah,
that's the one that plays the big old.
Mm-hmm. That one's like, super twangy.
Yeah, like that's all over the place. It really me of a more period appropriate mob, like Mob Psycho.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking as well.
Because Mob has that kind of same twangy. Mm-hmm. Old school Japanese instruments,
yeah, but like modernized and kind of in a creepy way. But this one's more of like a traditional kind of fitting music.
Yeah, exactly.
Not that Mob Psycho's music doesn't fit. It's just it's a more
traditional.
Yeah, like fits more with for the time. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I really enjoyed the music.
Yeah,
it's real good.
And along with the shamisen, there's a lot of other stringed instruments. I really like there's like a violin song like really early on in the anime. Really good. Mm. And then other than that, I mean, I like the music. The battle music's really nice.
Yeah, really good. Ufotable does really good battle.
Mm-hmm. Battles in general, I think.
Yeah, exactly. this year, they're actually nominated for two different fight scenes for best fight scene.
Really?
Yeah.
Two different anime,
yeah.
One of them is
Demon Slayer.
With Rui.
With the Rui battle.
Yeah.
And the other one is a Fate Grand Order Babylonia fight scene.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were, at least in the Fate community, were like really excited because they're like, oh, I mean, it's not going to win, but...
Fate's getting cool. Acknowledged.
Yeah, it's cool. It's getting acknowledged. All right, so do you have any general thing you want to bring up before...
Well... Going back a little bit to the music, I really like the humor, like when there's like funny stuff going on, the music that happens during those moments, really like light and upbeat kind of kind of deal, and the humor itself going into general, I really was surprised by it because I didn't think this anime was gonna have any kind of humor in it.
Me either. I remember watching the original trailer for this.
Yeah,
and the original trailer. I remember seeing was Tanjiro carrying Nezuko through the snow.
Uh-huh.
And I think this is right after Goblin Slayer had come out. And I think originally I had wrote this anime off. I was like, oh, it just looks like very edgy, very serious anime. Yeah. So like I just never even...
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't even on my radar until like the meme started coming out. And I was like, what? This looks colorful and real cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, very lighthearted in spots and it's fun.
Yeah, very fun. I was very surprised by it, especially like one of like the funniest things that I saw in this anime was him beginning the beginning times of his training with the goblin mask guy,
uh-huh.
his master. I thought that was, like, really funny. It was like, oh, you have to go under that waterfall. It was like, what? Under the waterfall? And then, like, he kicks him off the cliff. Really funny parts.
Or, like that. When he's, like, standing underneath the waterfall and he can't take it and he just falls to his...
Yeah. Or he's just, like, screaming his sister's name.
One of the... So, the thing I was most surprised about this anime was... So, after Rui's... death and after that,
mm-hmm.
I was like, how are they gonna like wrap up the season? Like they wrapped up the best action scene for this.
Yeah,
like there's still 5 episodes left.
Mm-hmm.
And the last 3-4 episodes with the training arc, yeah, was really, really was way more interesting than I thought it was gonna be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's indicative of how great the world building is in this anime.
Yeah.
Like, I really want to see more of the world building. I want to see more of the world, mm-hmm. and how stuff interacts with each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Because,
like, it's set in a time where, like, there's, like, people, swordsmen and stuff. But then there's a train, and then we have people that are unaware that trains even exist.
Because they're like, well, cause it's funny because, like, they're bumpkin. Like, he calls them, like, country bumpkins.
Yeah.
One of my favorite scenes in the anime is when they go to Asakusa. He goes, Tenshiro goes to Asakusa for the first time.
Yeah.
It looks like a dope major city.
Yeah, it's like bustling and...
It's like lights everywhere.
He's pumping shoulders.
Yeah, like the really cool thing of like... Before, the only thing that we've seen of like cities were like farming communities and very traditional looking.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this place where like there's like cars and like it's pretty cool. I really like... Mm-hmm. And it's not all over the place either.
Yeah.
Like, it's in central hubs as we're going along.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool. I like that. It gives you, like, a little glimpse into how modern the world's getting. Sorry, I got hiccups.
Yeah. How modern that era is as well.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, one thing that bugged me about this anime... I really don't like when anime handholds you into reveals.
Okay.
And the one specific instance that it just bugged me, because it's an obvious reveal and I don't like it, is when Sabuto and Makumo, the two dead kids.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, Tanjiro meets them.
Mm-hmm.
And then... because, like, obviously, like, no one's in the mountains or whatever. When I first seen them, I was like, oh, these kids are probably dead. Like, they're, like, spirits of the mountain. I didn't know who they were, but I was like, they're probably spirits of the mountain.
Yeah.
Or spirits of people he trained and, like, died. Because I think they talk about, even before he goes up to train in the mountain, he goes, the final selection, you know, people die, so I need you to be good. Like, you need to get, or you're going to die up there. So... I think I just assumed they had died from the final selection.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, that, you know what, that's fine. And then Tanjiro, as he's leaving, he tells the master, he's like, oh, tell the kids I said, you know, thanks.
Bye. Yeah.
Yeah. And the master goes, wait.
How do you know?
How do you know? They're dead. And then we get, like, the third scene with the demon.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when the demon straight up tells him, oh, no, I killed him or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, Tanjiro finally realizes. And it's, like, I would have kind of liked if, like, obviously the audience, I mean, not, I don't say obviously, a lot of people guess that they were dead or whatever.
Yeah.
But I kind of like if it left it as an inference. Like, you don't know if they could be dead, they could be, you don't know. And then you get to that point where the demon's like, no, I killed them. Like, it would be like a...
Like a definite answer.
Yeah, that'd be, like, a really cool... Like, okay. Reveal.
Like, you would have preferred it if it was, like, more gray.
Exactly.
And then the truth came out.
Or even, it would have been even better if, like, the master was like, wait, what? Mm. Like he didn't understand what he was talking about.
Yeah.
And then that would have been even, like, cooler. Like, wait, how, like, even if you didn't get that they were dead, you can be like, wait, why didn't the master know about these people? Why didn't he understand what... Tanjiro was saying, like, it'd be like kind of cool to build it up that way instead of being like, right, be like, oh no, they're dead. So you get that answer already, and then like, then you get like, oh, how did they die? But like, oh, obviously they died from the final selection process.
Yeah,
but it's weird. I don't know. There's like a little nitpick I have with it. I really like that the arrow demon is just a cooler looking version of Medusa from Soul Eater.
Yeah, and I remember when you told me that, I brought up the doctor was like almost like Carlisle from Twilight.
It was God, what this anime does really cool is the villains.
Yeah,
the villains are really, really cool.
One thing that I really enjoy about the villains is like their powers are very unique.
Yes,
and I was like, oh, like the drum guy was very. Like, I knew that guy was coming because I watched, like, a YouTube video. But, like, just seeing it for myself, the whole fight and how it took place, it was very interesting.
I love how, going a little bit of cinematography, talking about that scene.
Yeah.
How disorienting that fight is. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially when he goes, like, to the ultra drum and, like, Tenjiro's just, like, fall. Like, he's constantly falling.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Or like when Tanjiro just needs to get footing and then he hits the drum and he swaps the gravity.
Yeah.
Oh, it's super dope.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of disorienting, the meeting of the lower moons with the head honcho, and the girl that, like, it's like almost like that guy, the drum guy's power, but like times 10. It reminded me of the freaking Yugi and Yu-Gi-Oh, his puzzle.
Yeah, the Millennium Puzzle.
Yeah, the Millennium Puzzle, what it looks like inside.
Man, a really cool cinematic scene of that is when the last guy, they open up the sliding door, like he falls through the sliding door.
Oh, yeah.
And falls on the ground. Mm-hmm. You can see the sliding door above him, and then like it slowly fades away. Like, yeah. It's such a cool detail. Mm-hmm. I really want to see what that guy can do too. And it's kind of cool that they don't know that he thinned out the ranks, yeah, as well. They assume that there's 12.
Other than him saying that Ryu is
dead. Yeah, so they just think there's still 11, yeah, people when there's only, what, 7 now?
Wait, who was killed?
All of them.
All of them?
Yeah.
Which one? Who killed them?
The lower 6?
Yeah.
He did.
Who did? Oh, he killed them. Yeah.
I forget his name.
I was confused for a second.
Yeah, the main bad guy.
Yeah.
I don't know why I don't have his name.
Michael Jackson.
What's his name? Do you have his name down?
No, I don't have it.
I should have it.
They say it enough. It's like something with a K. Ku something.
Hold on. I want to get his name real quick. Sorry. It's with an M, isn't it?
Muzan.
Kubu Suji. Yeah,
but yeah, see, Muzan. We're both right.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, Muzan. Oh, by the way, I didn't watch the dub.
There's a dub?
Yeah, there's a dub.
On what streaming?
They're not on any streaming. You'd have to like have, because I think it's currently airing on
Cartoon
Adult
Network.
Swim.
Yeah.
So you'd have to have like Adult Swim on demand.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, they the dub is pretty stacked.
Really?
Yeah, it has a pretty stat cast. I was
Who
looking
plays
at.
Plays Tanjiro?
Which is okay. So which is weird nowadays, because the main cast is played by new people, except for
Nezuko.
No, not Nezuko. It's Zenitsu. Zenitsu is played by Bryce Penbrook. If you know who Bryce Penbrook is,
sounds familiar.
There was somebody in a dub that we just recently watched. I can't remember. It wasn't Carolyn Tuesday, but it was Brianna Knickerbocker.
Yeah, that name sounds familiar.
It sounds familiar too. And I can't remember. You're the one. I think you're the one who told me about her, and I can't remember where she was from. I looked at her anime list, and I didn't see anybody I recognized. But
okay.
Anyway, like Johnny Young Bosch plays like a Giyu.
Oh, the main dude.
Yeah,
or the main
water dude.
Yeah.
Who's the master is played by a big voice actor too.
Oh, okay.
Matt Mercer. Mm. You know who Matt Mercer is? He plays a whole bunch of stuff. Yeah, he's also in it. And it's everyone but the main cast, I think, is played by a big voice. And the main cast is like a bunch of new people.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah. It's always nice to bring new people in.
Yeah. Since we're talking about villains, like I said, the Arrow Demon, pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
The ball, the chick with the balls was pretty cool.
Yeah, really cool.
One of my favorite scenes is Nezuko going to kick the ball the first time and gets her leg just blown off immediately.
Yeah.
I thought that was like one of the funniest things in the anime. That's like not supposed to be like real funny.
Yeah. Unintentionally funny.
Yeah, because she's like, they're like, right before she does it, they're like, don't kick the ball. And then, and then it just flies off.
Yeah.
And I also think it's ridiculous when they're like kicking the ball back and forth.
I know, it's really funny.
Ooh, trying to think. Oh, so Muzan, dope villain.
Yeah,
really. He is cool. One of the dopest.
Smooth criminal.
Intro, yeah. One of the dopest intros of a villain. Mm-hmm. And I put in my notes, upkeep of a villain. So it's like, all right, let's show him do some evil stuff. Mm-hmm. And he's also doing, like, very evil stuff.
Yeah.
Like, the first time you see him do something, like, super evil is when the drunk people, like, bump into him.
Yeah.
And he just, like, he, like, backhands one of them up against a wall and, like, just kills him automatically, yep. like, mm-hmm. really fast. I forget how he kills the bigger guy. I think he throws him up, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, he throws him up.
No, he punches him and then, like, knocks him up in the sky and he comes back down and he's dead. And then, like, he injects his blood into the girl. And she just becomes, like, a crazy
blob.
It's so cool.
Imagine that being turned into a blob. Ugh.
That's where I'd rather
die.
Just die. Ugh.
Be one of those kill me situations.
Yeah. It's so cool. Mm-hmm. He's such a cool villain. And then the whole, he has like a family to like protect him.
Yeah.
Like an undercover family.
Mm-hmm.
Really dope.
Yeah. It's a very good disguise too. Like blending, like living in a city is another thing. Like, if you want to hide a tree, you go to a forest and stuff like that. If you want to hide among humans, you go to a city.
Right. Yeah. It's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then the swamp demon, also really cool villain.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that was, like, jumping in and out, like, stealing the girls.
Yeah.
Really, really dope. Yeah, I don't know how much to say about him.
Keeping a souvenir from each one.
Yeah, what a jerk.
Yeah. I enjoyed the eye catches in this one as well.
The very static images. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like it transitions from like a very crude drawing and then it gets colored. And then I really like the sword chink.
Right.
Really nice. And one thing that I really enjoyed about this anime is that when the characters get hurt, there's a recovery period where they have to heal up.
Right.
Because then like a lot of like shonen anime is like, oh, Naruto got hurt. Next episode, he's fine. or something like that. I don't know if Naruto is actually like that. I don't remember. But
like one of my favorite things about My Hero is see Deku's scars on his hands.
Repercussions from battle.
Yeah. And even then, you know, My Hero has, you know, Recovery Girl.
Oh, yeah.
But then it's also like Recovery Girl tells him like, hey, if you
mess up again,
I'm not going to heal you. You won't learn if I keep healing you.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty cool idea.
Yeah, but who wants to break their bones?
Deku. All right. So, art style, really
nice.
Very bright, very unique, very gory,
yeah, too. It's like, it's really weird because a lot of the anime is dark because, like, Nezuko needs to be out at night. But it's very vibrant for some reason. I love Tanjiro's checker jacket. Whatever it's called.
Like I said, like the Asakusa is like my favorite environment in the anime
mm-hmm.
because it's a bustling city, and that's you only see a bustling city in this anime like once, mm-hmm. and it's real cool. So my second favorite is probably the forest.
Yeah.
Also dope. Very generic was the drum castle or the drum mansion.
Oh yeah.
I felt like that was like very bland looking, but house. Yeah, traditional Japanese house.
Something out of Ghost Stories.
Exactly, and it was okay. It's fine.
One thing I didn't enjoy was during like the Ryu arc, all the people that were there before Tanjiro and the other two guys went, they all had like the same uniform, and I don't really like them just having just a regular plain uniform, even though Tanjiro is wearing it.
But he has his like his overcoat, his jacket.
Yeah.
And so which is weird. So I don't know if you noticed, it's like because they were taught by a master.
Uh-huh.
So like Tanjiro's master was the former water guy.
Yeah.
So that's why I kind of wish Tanjiro kept the water one. He looks real cool. I thought he looked
the light blue.
Better. Yeah.
It looked really nice.
I mean, his green
one. It was like he was representing his master when he's going to take the test.
Yeah, because his green one looks cool too, but I really like him in that blue better. Yeah. He looks cool. I think it looks cooler.
Mm-hmm.
And then, same thing for Zenitsu. Zenitsu wears his master's colors.
Mm-hmm.
Inosuke is just, he doesn't even have a master.
Yeah. Well, he's wearing his master's head. Not just
Yeah, it's real cool. One problem I do have with the character design, I think the Hashira. No, the Hashira. Uh-huh. Some of them are like overly designed.
I like feel the flamboyant guy.
Yeah,
that guy's cool, but he's supposed to be flamboyant.
Yeah, but the flame guy. Oh, I think his design looks real dumb.
Yeah, he's super shonen.
Yeah. The snake one, the guy looks 100% like Orochimaru.
Oh, yeah. He looks like somebody's that's going to betray them.
Exactly. The
pink hair girl.
I like her. I like her design. I think she's adorable.
The guy that forgets.
I really want to see what her power is.
Yeah, what her breathing technique is.
Well, because it's love.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Love breathing?
It's love breathing. Because if you see...
That's really nice.
So if you see her, when they're introducing everybody, that's her. She's the love Harshikari.
I didn't read them. I wasn't fast enough. I was paying attention to how they looked instead of reading.
Yeah, the love Hashira. Uh-huh. She was the love one. So I was like, ooh, that she looks pretty dope.
Yeah.
Same thing for...
she loves everybody.
Yeah, I know. Shinobu. Shinobu's the... Insect,
yeah.
Really, oh, it's so cool.
The monk dude looked really cool. I'm assuming he's blind. You don't see any pupils.
Yeah, is it the
God? It's always praying.
Yeah, the tall one.
Yeah,
I don't really like him with the double swords he has.
He has double sword. I wasn't really paying attention.
There's one giant dude with double swords. Mm. That guy is okay. And then there's like the really edgy looking
Scar guy.
The Scar guy. I don't forget what he even is.
He looked cool though. I think I like him, even though he's a big jerk.
Jerk, yeah.
I have a feeling that he's gonna like. There's gonna be some point where they have to set their differences aside and join up.
Join right. There has to be.
There has to be a part where that happens.
Trying to think of any other designs I didn't like. Other than that, oh. I really love how this anime does eyes.
Yeah.
Everyone has like really cool looking eyes.
Mm-hmm. Especially, I really like the lower moon demons. Like how they have two different pupils. A lot of the time, one of them's concealed.
Yeah.
But when it's a big thing when you see the number. Really cool.
Yeah, really dope. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of...
Actually, like Ryu himself was really... I liked him, how his whole family looked.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Like, really, I don't know. I don't know if that's, like, just how his skin looks or if they're wearing makeup or something.
Oh, it's about Rui's?
Yeah.
Rui's family, yeah.
The red dots and all that stuff. He looked really cool. He looked like a demon.
Yeah. And then, like, how he made everyone look like spiders. Mm. When he, like, how he makes them look like they have, like, more eyes in them.
Yeah.
He just, like, plucks their skin. It looks so cool.
Yeah.
Poor guys. Mm-hmm. I really wanted to like the sister one, the older sister.
Yeah,
but she's just a snitch, no horrible, horrible person.
I know, right?
Yo,
the mom was hot.
Mom was very hot. She was super attractive.
Yeah,
I'm glad that she got the soft death out of everybody. She got the nice.
Oh yeah, the very
quiet death. Speaking of that, that's one of the most beautiful scenes in an anime, I feel, was
that girl getting her head chopped off.
Yeah, because like Tanjiro's going for like the second strike. Mm-hmm. And he sees like her scared, so like he kind of feels remorse, so he like gives her a quick death.
Yeah.
And like the way how she's describing, because like you see her get abused before, like she's getting abused by the dad.
Yeah.
And she even says like it feels like soft, like it's sprinkling.
Yeah,
on her.
Drizzle.
Yeah, it's a drizzle. And like she just feels overcome with like warmth. Mm-hmm. And like happiness. And she's like, I didn't know death would like I'd feel this at peace. And it's really cool how nice and quiet it is. Mm-hmm. And then you juxtapose that to when Tanjiro's fighting Rui.
Yeah.
And how like aggressive it is. Mm-hmm. really cool. How do you, do you think that fight, the Rui fight,
yeah,
is that a top fight of the year, would you say?
Yeah, I would say so. Okay. I thought it was really good.
It's really emotional. That's mm-hmm. what I like about it. The other fight that it's up against, the one Mob Psycho fight they chose.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the last fight. And I think the last fight of Mob Psycho is the worst fight they could have chosen.
Yeah.
I mean...
I mean, it's technically against it's against the big bad, but...
Technically, it's the most impressive fight of the series, I would say. Mm-hmm. But it's not the best fight. The best fight from Mob Psycho was the first time he faces, like, Moagami, mm-hmm. which is the guy he faces inside of the...
The sleeping girl.
Yes. That fight, I thought, was way more...
Possessed girl, right?
Yeah, I thought that fight was way more cool. I also think the fight with Mob versus the umbrella guy
yeah.
was way more cool. And I also think the fight with the teleporting dude was like a way more interesting fight than that one. But anyway, I'm getting off topic a little bit. But yeah, that's beautiful. I think both those scenes are like really dope.
Yeah.
And even like as beautiful scenes... is when Giyu cuts off Rui's head because mm-hmm. he's like does the 11th form and he's like real quiet, like just walks up to him as like Rui's trying to think what to do next. He just like casually walks by him and slices mm-hmm. and like puts his sword away, like nothing happens.
Yeah,
and it's a great way that scene is a great way to show the power like gap between Giyu and Tanjiro like perfect, like one he uses so it's a perfect way to show power gap because they give us a character who uses the same powers as the main character,
yeah, same technique,
but has mastered them,
yeah. And not only mastered the techniques that he has, but has gone beyond that.
Exactly. And like, yeah, then that's the next point. Now he has a technique that not even the hero knows.
Yeah.
And not only that, he effortlessly beats the...
Ryu,
who basically was going to kill Tanjiro lost. He was going to die.
Yeah.
And he just casually beats him like nothing.
Tanjiro should have said, oh, I weakened him for you.
Yeah. I also like how do you feel that it's cheap? That was a cheap twist that Rui took off his own head before.
Yeah, Tanjiro a little bit. It. Yeah,
a little cheap, but really cool that we could see like Giyu. What's really tight is we didn't even see Giyu go all out. I would like to see what that looks like.
Yeah,
like him have it didn't even look like he was like trying.
Yeah, he was just like. Effortlessly doing stuff.
Yeah, why
did... He did the same thing with the dad.
Yeah, exactly. He just casually cut him up into little pieces.
Save Inosuke. Tie him up without him even realizing it.
Oh, God, he's so cool.
Yeah. One thing that I really enjoy, going back to, like, general, is that every time, like, Tanjiro kills a demon, there's, like, always some sort of, like a closure with that demon.
I like that.
Yeah. I really enjoy seeing like a small snippet of their like backstory before, like how they were before they became a demon and
how
terrible that fate is.
It's real cheesy.
Yeah, it is. Points. It is, but I like it.
But it is, I do also really like it. It's almost like he's, I was laughing at points like, man, is Tanjiro Jesus? Like, is he,
I know, right?
Is he like having them ascend?
Yeah. Holding is he their forgiving hand.
Yeah. Like,
it's so warm. And then the demon starts crying.
Oh, the one I think that made me the most sad. Oh, there's a lot of good ones. The ball one, where he like brings the ball over to her.
And,
like,
oh yeah,
like holds her hand as she dies. Like that one. That one's pretty sad.
Mm-hmm.
Did he
do anything with Ryu?
Yeah, he. I think I don't. Did he like pat his back? I think he like pat his back.
Oh yeah, he touched his back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one's also real sad because he's like, oh my, am I going to hell? And his family's like, you know,
heaven or hell,
heaven or hell, we're going with you. I was like, oh, that's
very sweet. Nice.
I love that. That's a cool twist, I think, of he was a kid and he didn't understand what was happening. He just thought that his family was going to kill him.
Yeah.
He's like, how can my mom just watch him do that? Mm-hmm. But then it comes to the thing of like, no, they were going to kill him and then kill themselves after.
Yeah.
Like, there's something, I don't know if it's noble.
That's, I don't know. Ugh. It's a very like old way of thinking, like, oh, like my
son is, killed somebody. It's our fault. But I can't
just kill my son, so yeah. I'm going to commit seppuku or whatever it's called.
Exactly. But it's like, for the life he took, it's our fault because we gave birth to him and raised him that way.
Mm-hmm. And we didn't protect him from the demon.
And that's also a really sad, sad moment when the mom's like, I'm sorry for not giving you a stronger body.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Yeah. I think about that kind of stuff with my son. I was like, oh, man. He has, like, cold hands and cold feet like I do. That I hate having that
stuff. Clammy.
Yeah.
All right. So, favorite. You want to go? Okay. I don't think we have any least favorite characters.
Are you done with cinematography?
Oh, you have more?
We already talked about them, but.
Do you got more? I talked about it a little bit.
I actually have like something for art style that I really enjoyed. Really like a quick thing.
I also got another thing.
A thing that I like and kind of dislike. Well, something I like and I dislike about the same thing. But one thing that I really enjoyed is that when Tanjiro finished his training with the Goblin Mask guy, he gives him a fox mask, right? What's really cool about this fox mask is that it has a marking in the same place where his birth scar is.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool. And the other guy that was at the rock, he also had the same mark on his mask.
That's pretty cool.
On the cheek.
I kind of wish he like kept the mask.
That's what I was going to go into. What I don't like is that he didn't keep the mask. It just breaks and that's it.
Doesn't get a new one?
Yeah.
What I really enjoy... I love the swords. The sword design in this anime looks pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's a really like unique thing to do with swords is like them like changing color and like I really want to know what black swords do. Like if they're
what's special about them.
Mm-hmm.
I really like all the I can't remember how to say it, the Hashira. Mm-hmm. Like they all have like wording on their swords. I don't know if you even noticed that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like, they all have, like, special wording on it. Like, and they have custom swords as well.
Yeah. They're all unique. It's not, like, a factory thing.
Yeah, like, Shinobu's is, like, curved on the hilt.
Yeah.
And it looks so cool. And I forgot
who had... I think it was the jerk that was stabbing Nezuko. His sword had, like... It was, like, spiky all around, almost like his hair.
That's cool.
Really nice. Like, the part that you hold.
Yeah, and then Inosuke... His is all chipped.
Yeah.
Like it's for like cutting.
I really like that they tell you that his color is like a cool gray kind of. Right. I thought he just had regular colored swords, but.
I thought it was like blue. I guess it is like a gray.
Like a gray blue.
Like a dull blue.
Yeah.
And then, but like when it's like chopped up, it just looks like regular.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think of other. I think that's all I want to talk about. You got any other?
No, that's all. We can go into characters now.
Okay. I don't think we have a least favorite. I can't think of any.
I really didn't like. I mean, because like, we could say like people in the Hashiras, but we don't really have that much time to really form an opinion on them.
Exactly. They're like...
I mean, they look cool. Some of them look, like you said, the fire dude looks kind of very shonen.
There's not enough to be like, yeah, I don't like this guy.
Mm-hmm.
With only like a single interaction.
Yeah.
They didn't do anything.
You know who that fire guy reminds me of right now that I'm thinking about it? Taka from Danganronpa? The Moral Compass dude?
Oh, yeah. Gosh dang it. I guess so. That's a good point.
That's his name, right? That Taka is short for... That's the short version.
Short version of it. Let me think. All right, underutilized. You want to go underutilized or favorite first?
The Hashiras are underutilized for sure.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I don't think they're underutilized. I think there is enough of their in, because this is their introduction, I feel.
Okay.
I do want to see, I know usually you use, we use underutilized of people who
like we want to see more of. Yeah.
But I think they're properly utilized here. It's not like,
okay,
it's not like, like we get a peek at them and they start to do something and then we don't do, or they don't do anything. Like yeah. they haven't given, they don't have the opportunity yet. Like I feel the more we go into it, the more we're like, okay, let's spend time. We're going to spend time with this one mm-hmm. and spend time with this one.
Okay. So would you say that Giyu is underutilized?
Yeah, but I really like Giyu too.
Yeah, Giyu is cool.
Giyu, and then I actually think Shinobu is utilized pretty well.
Yeah,
we could
I would put her in her my favorite characters. I really like her personality and
her voice actor is up for voice actor of the year for the Crunchyroll Awards. I love English? Her voice. English no, her her Japanese dub.
Really.
Yeah, I really like it. It's real cool. Really calming.
Yeah. And she's like hiding emotions behind it. It was really, really cool. Really funny when Tanjiro like points that out. Yeah. Are you angry?
So my underutilized characters, which is weird. Nezuko. I think Nezuko is really underutilized.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, she can't even talk.
I was complaining to my friends. I was like, I wish Nezuko could talk. Mm-hmm. And my friend's like, what would she say? Like,
something cute.
Something. Yeah, I was like, something really cute. That's what I think she's something to say. She's a really dope character, and I wish there was more of her.
Yeah. You know, I think that tsundere girl that was training them at the end, was I think she's pretty underutilized.
She's cool.
I really liked her. And the funny thing is, the flower breathing girl that you
yeah, Kanao.
Yeah, and her, they both had like that sparkle in their eyes that like, oh, Tanjiro's so cute or whatever, right?
So Kanao,
the makings of a harem.
Yeah, Kanao is Kanao, which makes sense actually if you think about it, because like Kana is like also name of like a flower.
Is it?
Yeah. But Kanao, she's really dark. I think she's also underutilized. Even though we get to see her backstory a little bit, mm-hmm. I would like to see her interactions with the team.
Oh, yeah. I would like to see. I'm sure it's going to happen where she's going to travel with them at some point.
Yeah, she's so adorable. I also read a spoiler about her, and it makes me upset. I mean, it's not a real big spoiler about her, but
okay. You can tell me later.
Something about her, yeah. All right, let me think. And that's, I only have those two from underutilized.
Okay, what about the three girls that are at the
yeah, so I
they're helping train.
So I put them, they're under my favorite characters.
They are
the
so
Butterfly
adorable.
Mansion Lollies. I mentioned they have names, but
yeah.
I just put them Butterfly Mansion Lollies. They're so adorable.
Mm-hmm. Goodness. And they love Tanjiro. It's so cute.
One of my favorite, speaking of funny scenes, one of my favorite scenes is when they beat him,
the sleeping one.
Oh my goodness,
hilarious!
Because he's like, if I stop doing it, I want you to beat me with those carpet beaters. And like,
yeah,
okay. And I like the smart thing would be if like they took turns.
Oh yeah,
but they're like all waiting for him to stop breathing. It's so hilarious.
And like, the noise that he makes, he's like, it just starts immediately snoring, and then brown.
And I just like how, for some reason, like their eyes being like beady makes it even funnier.
Yeah,
they're so adorable mm-hmm. with their butterfly hair clips and their hair.
I thought the breaking a gourd with just breathing, I thought that was gonna be a lot harder than
what it was.
Then they just did it at the end.
I'm surprised Inosuke and Zenitsu did it. Like they caught on pretty fast.
Yeah, really. Weird.
Like it took I want to say it took Deku. It took
Tanjiro.
Yeah, it took him like weeks, like 2 weeks to learn how to do it. And they all just like caught up.
Mm-hmm.
Real good.
But like Zenitsu and Inosuke, they have like different motivations that keep them that really push them beyond. Because like when they were showing like them training to do stuff, they were like doing what Tanjiro was doing, but like more.
Right.
Like Inosuke was, instead of pushing those two rocks, like the, lifting those two rock weight things, he was doing three.
It's so cool.
And Zenitsu was like running on the roof like all the time or something. I don't know what he was doing. Yeah. But his motivation is the ladies.
That's so great.
Yeah.
Really, he's just such a wimp. I love it. Speaking of which, the three, Tanjiro, Zenitsu, and Inosuke, really cool characters.
Yeah, really liked them.
Out of the three, I think Zenitsu can get annoying at points.
He's like over the top. If I was a voice actor, I'd probably want to be his voice actor because how over the top he is.
Fun fact, did you recognize his Japanese voice actor?
It sounds super familiar.
He was in two anime we watched.
Recently?
Yeah, one of them. No, not recently, actually. Okay. But one of them is both of one of our top favorite animes.
Is it from Tengaki?
No.
Tengaki? Top favorite anime.
He played Kaima from The World Only God Knows. He doesn't sound like him all the time.
Yeah.
But he hits notes and you're like, oh. That sounds super familiar. And then he plays another
character. Probably went during his serious moments is...
No, when he like yells and screams and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And like acts like a real goober. Like that's what it really sounds like. Kaima.
Yeah, now that you told me that, I can definitely see that. I can definitely hear it now.
Yeah, he played someone else too that I recognize. I just can't remember off the top of my head what it was.
Okay.
But Kaima was the other one. Did you notice another big voice actor... in this anime?
Are you talking about Deku's voice actor?
Yes.
Yeah, he's like the assistant to the doctor, right?
Yeah. And those two characters are pretty cool.
Yeah. I forgot talking about comedy. Those guys are funny. Or that guy is funny.
I think, so, kind of skipping the favorite moments because you just reminded me of it. You want to talk about like our favorite Tenshou secrets? Yeah. I think my favorite one was the one about him.
Okay.
And it was like, oh, he keeps a diary and writes at least like 12 pages a day. and then Tanshiro reads like a couple of them off and it's like real creepy. And it's like, oh, like 11:49.
Yeah.
She yelled at me again. She looks so beautiful when she yells at me.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
I think that was the first one I ever watched. The Tanjiro secrets.
Yeah, hilarious. Also, the doctor, pretty attractive.
Oh, yeah. I definitely prefer Ryu's mom, though.
All right. Ryu? Rui.
Rui. Ryu.
Yeah.
Rui.
My
favorite Tanjiro secret is the sniffing one. Like, oh, you're angry, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Oh, you seem nervous, blah, blah, blah. There's some rustling in the back. You said this already, but... Yeah, that was my favorite one.
Yeah, that was pretty
good. I don't remember what the secret was. It was, I think, something about...
I can't remember either what that one was.
It might have been something about her liking food.
Yeah. It was something, like, weird.
Yeah.
Let's see. Trying to think. Who else do I have on here? I have Shinobu. Shinobu's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to see more of her.
Yeah.
I didn't talk about it in design. I should have. But I really like when she opens up her kimono.
Oh, yeah, it looks like a butterfly. Really cool.
And the also cool thing about it is it looks like, I forgot what type of butterfly it is,
uh-huh.
But like you can see it's like veins in its wings, and that's what the one like she has. It's not like a beautiful butterfly. It's like a really like dark-looking butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also have, I guess I mentioned earlier, Giyu. Yeah. He was really cool.
Mm-hmm. Tanjiro's master was really funny as well. Really
I wish cool. we could have more of him.
Yeah.
I really like we have...
I hope Tanjiro goes back to him to like learn like the 11th technique or whatever.
Well, he already said that was the last thing he ever taught him.
Oh, okay.
You remember?
He was done training. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was all like
when he goes
you.
To the rock,
yeah.
He's like, that was the last time he ever taught me anything.
Mm-hmm.
Real cool.
Then I hope he just visits him.
I know. Say hi. How are you doing?
I'm stronger now.
I know. Do you have any other favorite characters you want to talk about?
What about the swords? Swords guy, the guy that makes the swords.
They're bull. I think one of the times I laughed so hard is when He's running up to stab.
Oh yeah,
to stab.
He just stops like Tanjiro. When he sees him and like grabs a pocket, like not a pocket knife, but like a dagger.
Yeah, he's like, oh, gives the sword he's holding to the other holder, and it's like straight out, hold the knife straight out to stab Tanjiro.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, hilarious.
Yeah, I really like his hat with all the wind chimes in it. Really cool.
The little glass doohickeys.
Yep.
Any other characters? I can't think of any other.
I can't think of anything either. All right. We mentioned a lot of them.
Yeah. There are almost a lot of them. All of them are like really strong at points. Okay. Ooh, let me think. Favorite moments? We mentioned some of our favorite moments.
Yeah, drum fight was really cool. One fight that I really enjoyed was Zenitsu fighting the spider dude.
I hate that. You know what? Going back to these favorite characters.
The spider dude?
The spider brother. Oh, just his character design is gross.
Creepy. And he's like so happy.
He's just a giant spider.
With a human head. I think the baby ones are even creepier.
So you know what's funny? They're real cute when Shinobu was healing them.
Oh, yeah.
They're
like crying. You're our savior.
I wonder if she could transform those people back.
I think they did.
They did, right?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. It's probably going to take a lot longer than Zenitsu's healing. But
yo, okay, so hold on. Going to part I don't like. I'm going to skip real quick.
Her having an antidote right on the spot.
That's kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
But they mentioned it, like, she's really good with, like, poisons.
Yeah.
So, like, she, right from looking at it, she can know. Mm-hmm. Whatever. That's fine. My problem is with Zenitsu, all right?
Uh-huh.
No matter how gross a medicine is,
You take it.
And it's like, okay, you don't want to take it?
Then
that's
die.
Fine. But
okay, stay small.
Stay small forever. Like, come on.
Have short arms and legs forever.
Oh, it just made me so annoying.
It was really funny when, like,
it's annoyed, sorry.
And Tanjiro takes his medicine, and he's like, yummy.
Yeah.
He doesn't say yummy, but
it
looks like he likes it.
But I also really like, going back to Tanjiro a little bit, I like how he's just a nice guy.
Yeah.
He's just a sweetheart.
I was thinking about this the other day. I want there to be a harem anime with a character like Tanjiro who's just a nice dude.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know.
He's not bland whatsoever.
No.
He has characterization.
Yeah.
But like part of his character is like he's just a really nice guy.
Yeah.
And like, it's like
there needs to be a Tanjiro harem side story.
You see how like Inosuke, like he's real nice to Inosuke, like he makes Inosuke's heart skip a beat because he's so nice.
You know, going back to Inosuke, the motivation he needed to do like practice the breathing, concentrating thing like all day was the what's her name? Like, putting him down, right? Like, saying, like, oh, if you don't want to do it because you're not able to, then that's fine or whatever, right? And he was like, I'm going to cut your breast off or something like that.
Yeah.
He says something crazy.
Something crazy.
I was like, what the hell? That was pretty funny when I caught that. I did, like, a double take when I read that. I was like, what?
I know. He said something pretty crazy. I'm kind of trying to think. I've mentioned a lot of my favorite moments already.
Yeah.
But the fight in the bog, in the swamp. Also really
swamp
cool.
Dude? Oh, yeah, in the water.
Yeah, in the water.
Yeah.
Really, really cool.
Yeah, but for me, that fight with the spider dude, I think it was really cool because of the... we get the backstory with Zenitsu and how like he could only do one technique and it's like hella powerful.
Well, yeah, because I...
Him unleashing that technique was really cool.
I love... Oh, and it looks when he uses it the first time against the dude in
the mansion.
The drum mansion.
Yeah.
Super dope.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the idea of his master saying, like, oh, if you can only do one thing, do it the best.
The best that
anyone
can
do,
yeah,
right?
For sure.
And it's kind of saying there's only, like, six techniques. Six
for
thunder techniques, or lightning techniques.
Mm.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that kind of...
Yeah.
Kind of sucks.
What's really cool about with the water techniques is they can be improvised a little bit, like with a water wheel.
Like combine, he can like chain, alternate them to do different stuff.
But like for like the water wheel, he could do it like horizontally or vertically. So and he says it when like he says it out loud.
Like
when,
alternate move.
He says like vertical water wheel or something like that.
Yeah. Or there's like a Oh, when he's like falling from the sky, he does like two moves at once.
There's like a spinning one.
Oh, the spinning one and the other one to create a stronger move.
Yeah.
That was really cool. Any other favorite moments? I'm trying to think of...
Just training at the end or the breathing techniques. I mean, I really like the lighthearted ending to this anime.
Really fun.
To this season.
I thought it was almost like Haruhi-esque ending where it's like... It's almost like a slice of life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who would end an action anime like on a training arc? And it's real fun.
Yeah, I know. Who would have thought that it would be really entertaining?
Trying to think of anything else.
Rui's fight.
Rui, I know. We didn't really mention it, but like Rui's fight was real cool.
Yeah, and then it's like we didn't mention Nezuko's demon blood technique.
Oh, we didn't even mention one of my parts that made me completely lose it was the one scrub demon slayer dude. Coming out and being like, oh, he's just a kid. I can take care of him.
Oh, yeah.
And then Rui just, like, destroys his whole life.
Just like, my God. That was a brutal death.
Oh, and I guess we didn't mention...
Chopped into cubes.
Yeah, so we didn't really mention it, but this anime can get brutal at points as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I like how it doesn't shy out. Like, as brutal as it gets, it makes probably, like, the lighthearted moments shine even more.
Yeah.
And then vice versa.
Yeah,
like the lightheartedness makes the viscera.
Yeah, it's more. Like extreme on both sides.
Yeah, well,
maybe not the lighthearted side, but the dark parts are really
gory.
Gory.
I mean, we're not seeing like guts, but we're seeing like limbs and people getting chopped up.
People dying. Blood.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there anything else you want to mention before we end the wrap up?
No. Well, other than that, this is a really good anime.
Lived up to the hype.
Yeah.
Lived up to the, I think this anime really lived up to... I think it
lived
exceeded my expectation.
I think it lived up to my expectations. A lot of people were telling me that it's like so good, but yeah, really enjoyed it.
Okay. Accessibility. Blood.
Killing.
Killing.
So it's not for the faint of heart, not for younger audiences.
But other than that,
you should watch it.
Yeah, and you can catch it on multiple.
Yeah, Hulu is where I watched it.
Crunchyroll, Funimation.
You could watch it on Adult Swim.
Adult Swim if you want to watch the dub.
Yep.
Set
your TVR.
Yeah, TVR.
To record it because it's probably on at like 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah, that's what I always hated about Adult Swim.
Yeah.
What is it? Rewatchability.
I'd watch it again.
I'd watch it again, too. It's pretty fun.
Yeah. Things we would change?
Nothing.
I would keep the fox mask.
That, like, weird, like, niche things. Like, I think the fox mask would have been cool.
Mm-hmm.
I
mean, it was so cool.
I don't have anything of formative change.
Yeah.
I think it's fun.
Yeah. Maybe different costume changes once in a while. Put on that blue water cloud looking thing that you like.
Exactly.
Once in a while.
All right, Jay. The final verdict. What do you give it, Jay?
I give this a must watch.
I also give this. Is this the first time you've ever gave two must watches in a row? This has to be.
For Carolyn Tuesday and...
Yeah.
Given the circumstances, we're watching the anime. Yeah, watching of the year.
Like the best anime.
If it was two random anime that we picked, then that's a weird coincidence.
I have a question for you. This might be a little odd. This might be one we have to take off air, but you can cut it out if not. Okay. Should we include these five in our year end list?
Yes.
Okay.
We should.
Okay. Just making sure.
Because
mm-hmm. they are the top.
Yeah, anime of the.
That, so they might end. In the top, our top.
Mm-hmm.
I think some are gonna slip out.
Yeah,
I think like,
and we still have like Toradora to do, and that'll probably make some sort of top.
Right.
We're definitely doing that this year.
Definitely, yo.
One Piece. That'll probably be at the top somewhere.
All right. So before we wrap up,
uh-huh.
Before we enter the whole spiel, Jay. What is the 2019 anime of the year? What is it? By the time this comes out, the list, the champ will be crowned.
Okay.
Congratulations. Go ahead. You can insert it here if you want. but who do you think,
Jay? Who do I think should win it?
Who do you think should win it?
What about, do you want to do a should and want?
Okay. Should and want, right?
Okay.
In my heart of hearts, Vinland Saga should win.
Okay.
I think Vinland Saga should win. It's the most unique series.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's the best series. It's not, because I don't personally don't like it, but I think it should win.
Okay.
It should win. What I want to win,
mm-hmm.
and what I think is going to win, is Demon Slayer. I think Demon Slayer is going to win.
Yeah. I think Demon Slayer had a really good year. Or it had like a lot of hype to it, and it lived up to a lot of the hype. So I think that's going to win as well.
Okay, so you think that's going to win.
Who do I want to win?
Who do you want to win, and who should win? I think those are all three different questions.
Yeah.
Who do you think, who will, and who should?
Did you answer one of them?
So I think...
You think Demon Slayer is going to win?
I think Demon Slayer is going to win.
You think...
I think Vinland
should win. Okay.
No, was it think? It's think, will, and should.
Okay.
But I think, and what should... I think, and the think and will are the same for me.
Yeah.
The two and the same. Even though they're two separate questions.
Yeah.
I think and okay. will win is Demon Slayer.
Yeah. Okay. So
and it's a little confusing.
But what do you want then?
What do I want?
You want to win. Mob Psycho?
No. Demon Slayer. I think I want Demon Slayer to win.
Okay.
So I guess the word is want and think.
Yeah. So
a want and will, I guess, is the
this is so confusing.
It's confusing. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Hold on. Let's
we're confusing our listeners. Right now.
All right. Hold on. Erase that, Jay. Let's.
Okay.
Let's...
I'm gonna keep that in. We could just do a definite answer right
okay,
now.
Okay. Right now. All right.
Okay.
What I think should win
mm-hmm.
is Vinland Saga. What
will probably win?
Will probably win is Demon Slayer.
Mm-hmm.
Who I want to win is Demon Slayer.
Okay. All right, for me. Okay, so who I think is going to win is Demon Slayer.
Okay.
Who should win, I think, is Demon Slayer.
Really? Okay.
No. Who I want to win is Carolyn Tuesday.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. That's who I want to win. And then the last one is, what is it? Should win?
No, will though. So you think Demon Slayer will win?
Yeah.
You think Carol Tuesday should? Who do you think should win?
Who do you think should win?
Yeah. I think should's a more.
I think Vinland. I think you're right with Vinland.
Like it's such a. I feel like because it was Amazon, it's gonna be overlooked.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think it should win. I think. In any other year, it would win, but it's very...
It's up against a lot of...
Stat competition.
Yeah. We got the guy that directed Cowboy Bebop with Carolyn Tuesday.
I think... Do you think it's a surprise I didn't even mention Carolyn Tuesday as a
option? That is, yeah. A little surprising. I thought you would mention that one at least.
Even Mob, yeah.
Mob was another... I thought you were going to say that's who you want to win.
Demon Slayer made me question everything about Mob. Well, I think comparatively, Demon Slayer and Mob have both going for them.
Mm-hmm. Is it just visually amazing?
Well, that, and they both kick off very well.
Yeah.
The thing I don't like about My Hero Season 1, the original 12 episodes, after the first four episodes, even after the first three episodes, the rest of the season is bland. It's like very safe, very by the numbers school stuff. Yeah. And then the stuff after when it becomes beyond school, that's when it becomes very interesting.
Yeah.
But I think it's bland and safe. Mob and Demon Slayer both like I described it as they reach for the brass ring super early. Like, they go to be great really, really fast.
Yeah.
I just think, as I think I mentioned before, like, I think Mob has heart. I think Demon Slayer has that same amount of heart in it.
Yeah.
Both very great. And same thing for My Hero. Those three.
Yeah.
Even
though Aaron's saying that My Hero's bland, it is a very entertaining
anime.
It's
very entertaining. It picks up a lot. It's very fun.
Yeah.
One of my favorite animes of all time.
Yeah.
It's good. It's
okay.
Good year for anime, I feel. Yeah,
definitely.
But, well, insert whoever won here. Congratulations.
Yeah, congrats.
We should record one for everybody. Congrats. Who knew Oh Maidens would have pulled it out? I didn't know.
I wouldn't be mad.
What? How crazy would it be if Oh Maidens won? I think that's literally what's going to be in last place.
That's the dark horse, for sure. That's a
super dark horse.
Yeah.
Vegas wouldn't take odds on it, because if the slight chance it won, Vegas would go broke, because...
Oh, yeah. A lot of people would be upset if Oh Maidens won.
That has to be the super dark horse, right? Yeah. Like, I can see... Of the three, I can see, which sucks. I don't see. We didn't even talk about, like, Promised Neverland. I know,
we didn't even talk about Promised Neverland, and
we really like Promised Neverland.
Yeah,
and I don't think it has a chance.
Yeah, I don't think so.
The mom, she's up for best villain. I think she should.
That should
probably
that,
win that
for sure.
And her voice actor is up for voice actress of the year. The Japanese one. They should probably win that. Or best drama. No, I think it's best fantasy it's under. Okay. Anyway. Very, very, very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you liked us. Oh, no. Actually. No,
wait.
Bring it back. Jay, congratulations. We made it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Now that we're done Demon Slayer.
Now that we're done with Demon Slayer, our next anime.
Our next anime. Number 100.
Crazy.
I can't believe we've done over 100
podcasts. But we didn't do 100 different anime, because we've done a few multiples.
Yeah, but this is the 100th Cherry Bomb episode.
Yes.
The canon series Cherry Bomb episode.
The main series.
Yeah, the main series. And I am... I'm dumbfounded. I hate saying it. That's not like a broken record. Every anniversary podcast, I'm always like,
yeah, every milestone that we do.
Yeah, and I can't believe we made it this far.
Yeah.
I can't believe we're at 100 now. Mm-hmm. It seemed like it was yesterday we recorded the Soul Eater podcast and was like, yeah. Well, can't wait for episode 100.
I remember saying that jokingly.
Yeah.
Like, maybe in episode 100, we'll do freaking Hamtaro or something.
Yeah, something dumb. I think I've always asked you, I didn't think we'd make it this far. Mm-hmm. But we're here.
Yeah, we're here, and it's real.
And I feel like we can make it to 200.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Easy.
There's so much anime.
I know. That's the good thing about, like, this podcast is, like, we'll never run out of stuff to talk about.
Exactly. The only thing that would suck is if we pick just a bad anime and we'd have nothing to talk about. But even then, we have stuff to talk about, how bad it is.
That'll probably be a great podcast.
Yeah, go listen to H2O. Great podcast. But speaking of H2O, we're doing the sequel of... No, I'm just kidding.
We're playing the game.
H4. Oh, that'd be a fun... If we ever do the LPs again, that'd be a really fun thing to do. Anyway, we are doing... For the 100th episode, we are doing the first anime directed by Studio Trigger's own Imaishi.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
We are doing Tengo-tappa Gurren Lagann.
There we go.
Very excited to cover this. So, if you don't know, 2007 anime... Looks like it could be today. The art holds up 100%. That may be because, like, Kill la Kill is in the same art style.
Yeah.
So is kind of Darling in the Franxx is kind of in the same art style. Beautiful. I cannot wait to do this. There was a lot of contenders for this one, for number 100. It would have been if not for Carolyn Tuesday.
We were probably would.
It would have like, been Bebop.
Yeah.
Sorry, might have to wait another 100 episodes for Bebop.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe at 50.
Maybe at 50 we might do Bebop.
150.
Yeah. May even do it this year sometime. I know I want to do Champloo.
200 might be appropriate though.
Yeah. We'll there'll be something.
Yeah.
I know Champloo I want to do within the next
Champloo we could do 50.
Yeah. But this also I don't want to give too many like hints what I was thinking, but FLCL I also wanted to do.
Ooh, that would have been crazy good.
Yeah. That one one will be done this year. Okay. I promise you we'll watch that this year.
Okay.
Just that I wanted to find proper channels to watch that through before.
Okay.
Because the second and third season are like weird to look for. So other than that, Tango Top of Ground Lagoon. You can catch it anywhere. It's on everything. It's on Hulu.
Netflix?
Netflix, the dub's on Netflix.
Oh wow. Would you recommend the dub or
yes.
Okay.
Recommend the dub.
Are you gonna watch the dub?
Yes. I will watch the dub.
Okay.
And yeah.
I'm excited.
How
many episodes?
26.
Okay. Well, I'm pretty sure I'm gonna be going through it pretty easily because
you have a lot of free time.
I'm gonna have a lot of free time in this week.
So and then I mean, not to give too much, but it's gonna be an easy enough watch for everybody.
Yeah.
You'll notice right away this is a Imaishi project because you'll just look at it and be like, okay, this makes sense. Like as the story escalates.
Yeah.
A lot of people say Kill la Kill picks up where Gurren Lagann leaves off.
Oh wow. And
it's so not the story directly. They're like sister series.
Yeah. Well, so, it's like a lot of Trigger stuff is in the same universe.
Yeah, but not because it's not Trigger.
Yeah, I know.
It's Gainax.
Yeah.
So, but it is Imaishi. Mm-hmm. So, we'll see. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
And if you're excited, keep tuned in to Anime Cherry Bomb. And subscribe to us on iTunes, SoundCloud,
YouTube,
and wherever you get your podcasts from. I don't really got anything else to say, Jay. I don't know. Kind of lost.
Here's to another 100.
I know. Here's thanks for listening to us 99 times. Mm-hmm. Next time's the 100th.
Yep. We'll see you guys in the next
one. And we'll stay slaying. に力が入ってないって怒られて、お腹バンバン叩かれて。